This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani girl shot in the head by the Taliban last year because of her push for education for girls in Pakistan, has been traveling the world calling for greater access to education, for peace, and for equality. Today, she brought that message to Harvard.
I want the students and the girls of Pakistan to be educated in the same amazing and historical places as this Harvard University is. So I hope that one day when I'll go back to Pakistan, I will build a university like Harvard.
The Taliban admitted to shooting Yousafzai on a bus in October of 2012 because of her outspokenness. Remarkably, she recovered from the shooting after several surgeries in England, where she is now living and going to school and continuing to speak out.
Those people considered themselves powerful just because of having guns in their hands. But I think I am powerful and I will be powerful if I empower myself with education and with knowledge. And if you are with me, and if we all are together, and if we raise our voice, and if we speak up for our rights, then no one can defeat us, and we shall not be afraid of anyone.
In fact, Yousafzai spoke at the United Nations on her 16th birthday in July and said that the shooting has given her a new sense of courage. Her efforts have led her to becoming the youngest Nobel Peace Prize nominee in history.
So, if we want to see peace in the world, we must take an action and we must raise up our voice. And I hope that this university and the people of Boston will support me in my campaign, and a day will come that there every girl would be at school and she will be getting her education.
And to help make that happen, Yousafzai said she no longer wants to be a doctor, but a politician.
And a doctor can only treat patients. A doctor can only help the people who are shot or who are injured. But a politician can stop people from injuries. A politician can take a step so that no person is killed tomorrow.
Harvard is awarding Yousafzai its 2013 Peter Gomes Humanitarian Award today. The school is also recognizing Dr. Junaid Khan, the neurosurgeon credited with saving her life.